It was 3 o'clock in the morning, which usually most people are sleeping then at 3 o'clock in the morning. If you come to my house in the middle of the night, I mean, I won't let you in the middle of the night unless you really wake me up. If you somehow peek through my window, well, I don't think you could, but if you do somehow, you'll probably see me sleeping. And I think you guys are also sleeping at 3 o'clock in the morning usually. So it was 3 o'clock in the morning in Kfar Chabad, and there was a car driving through the streets, making a loud noise with a honk and the horn and a loudspeaker saying, "Verbrengen! Verbrengen!" So, what does this mean? It was 3 o'clock in the morning in Kfar Chabad in Eretz Yisrael, but in New York, it's a bunch of hours behind. It's like over here. Well, right now, I'm saying this story, I'm in New York. So right now, it's like 3 p.m. Like 3 p.m. when I'm saying this story, a little after. So it's like 10 p.m. So when it gets even later, it's hours ahead. So the Rebbe was making a Verbrengen. And it was a surprise Verbrengen. Some Verbrengens they knew beforehand. And people, they already knew when they wake up at a certain time, set the alarm clock and whatever. But this one was a surprise one. So they had to go out and tell the message. So people got up, the lights turned on, and people were running to go to mikveh first. You know, before you go to the Verbrengen, something special. Some people were holding their talis bags with them. So after the Verbrengen's over, they could right away daven, then go to their work. And people getting in their cars and driving and biking. Everyone's going to the yeshiva in Kfar Chabad. Why do they have to all go to the yeshiva? Because the time of the story happened, it was in the year Tuf Shin Lamed Beis, 1972. And the technology was very different then than now. There was a new thing that they were able to call from Eretz Yisrael to America. And listen, it was like a new thing. It was like a new technology. But it wasn't as good as now. You can't listen in your house. So they made that in the yeshiva, they would have a special hookup with the phones. And there they would put the loudspeakers. So everyone went to the yeshiva to go listen over there. And as soon as people heard, they all had like a job. Buddies they had. Like, when you hear the news of Verbrengen in the middle of the night, you call up this person and this person. This way the news got to spread. One person told one person, he called his other friends. So that's how the word passed around. So the only thing was, is that in order to make the phone call, to connect, you had to call a special operator, a special person who has like worked in the phone company, saying, "Yes, can you connect us to 770? To the they had in 770, they still have that room there now. They only use it for a few years because then, later when the technology got a lot better, they didn't need all of these machines. They had different ways to do it. But if you ever take a tour upstairs in 770, there's one of the rooms. There's people who give their own tours of how the phone connections when they ever had for Brangens, the whole world would call in and they'd have to connect them all so they could all hear that I was speaking. So everything depended. You needed this one big international phone line. Go all the way from Eretz Yisrael, all the way to New York, which back then was very hard. So everyone's filling up, and they were trying to call, and they were trying to call this operator, and for some reason it wasn't working. Trying to call. This like kind of funny noise, static noise. Couldn't get through. And they're saying, the lines are busy. What do you mean lines are busy? At 3 o'clock in the morning, who's calling to New York in the middle of the night? Well, how's the line busy? They're calling. They couldn't get through. It's been like a long time. It was like an hour, maybe 2 hours. And people were standing there. We want to hear the Rebbe's Verbrengen. It started already. And we're just standing here. We're all here. We can't hear it. And people were very upset. Someone said, maybe I'll just go home. Go back to sleep. I can't even hear the Verbrengen. Oy vey. I got up. I want to hear the Rebbe speaking. And some people were saying, what do we do now? Came here, I can't even hear the Rebbe. One person was smiling, was happy, holding a bottle of mashke. This was a special chassid, Zusha. I think he's also known by his nickname you might have heard before, Zusha Partizan. He got the nickname because during World War II, the Holocaust, he actually was a partisan. He helped save Yidden, helped fight against Nazis. He was a very special chassid. He was standing there with a bottle of mashke, and he was very happy. He looked very happy. And people said, what are you so happy about? You know, you're missing the whole Verbrengen. What are you happy? He said, listen, in a few months it's Pesach. well, a few months before when the story happened. A few months is Pesach. Then, when it comes to Dan Bada Seder, and we're going to say, you know, the Dayenu. Ilu, Hashem Takara Mitzrayim, Dayenu. Didn't split the Yam, and if he didn't drown the Mitzrayim, a whole bunch of things. If he did this, and now the next thing is also not for us. One of the things we say is that if Hashem would have brought us to Har Sinai, the place where he got the Torah, Mount Sinai, and he did not give us a Torah, Dayenu, that's enough. Just to be standing by Har Sinai, the such a special place, that itself is something so special. So, listen, we're all gathered here tonight to hear the Rebbe speaking. What's the difference between hearing the Rebbe speak by Farbrengen or Hashem speaking by Matan Torah? I don't know, not much difference. When Hashem speaks by Matan Torah, Hashem gave us a new Torah coming out of Shemaim. When the Rebbe speaks, it's also a new Torah coming out of Shemaim. The Rebbe is a great tzaddik. And when he says something, that's Hashem, that's Hashem's words. So we're all here gathered by Farbrengen, and we're connected. Connected to the Rebbe's Farbrengen somehow. I mean, maybe we don't hear everything, but we're connected. It's like we're sitting by Har Sinai. As soon as this Chassid Zusha finished speaking, all of a sudden, the loudspeakers went on. They were able to hear what's happening in 770. And they were able to hear the Rebbe speaking. The Rebbe was in the middle of saying a mimer, and then all of a sudden the Rebbe started saying, and this is also what it says, that if Hashem would have brought us to Har Sinai and not given us a Torah, Dayenu would have been enough. So Zusha Parizan, this is Zusha, just spoke about that. And just then they connected, they were able to hear the Rebbe speaking, and then the Rebbe said, oh, just the words that this Zusha said. So afterwards, the chassidim were going over to him and saying, whoa, what happened here? You have Ruach HaKodesh? You know what like, the Rebbe say, was going to say or something? What are you, like, you think you're a Shmuel Munkus or something? So Zusha said, what are you surprised about? I don't have Ruach HaKodesh. I said it, and the Rebbe heard what I said. The Rebbe knows, the Rebbe sees across the whole entire world what's happening. And the Rebbe knows we're all gathered here in Kavach Chabad. We want to hear the Farbrengen. And what you said and I said. And the Rebbe knows the phone went on just now. So the Rebbe told us this message. So we should be happy. We're here. I mean, the Rebbe knows. I don't know. I said something and the Rebbe heard me say it. We're across the world. Does that make a difference to the Rebbe? The Rebbe could hear.